Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And come on by, folks. Say hello. We've got folks out here. You can just pull right out in front at 441 Metairie Road, and we'll assist you and taking whatever it is that you have for us, whether it's unwrapped presents or cash donations, books or other things, items as such. And the boxes are out front. The Marines are doing some big work behind the store right now. They'll be out here in just a second. So we look forward to seeing you, and just come on by and make sure that our kids in our community have something to open on Christmas morning. Joining us now is Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large, and also the chair of the Jefferson Parish Council for about another 15, 16, maybe 17 days. And then you hand the baton off to Jennifer Van Ranken, your fellow Jefferson Council person at Large.
Yeah, it's been 4 out of 6 years that I've been chairman, including 3 straight. So I'm looking forward to a little bit of a break and fewer gray hairs appearing in 2026. Thanks for having me, Noel. Always great
there's
to be
been
with
a lot. And thank you for coming out this morning. You always very kind, bringing some gifts, and we appreciate that as well for our kids. There's been a lot happening. The other day, I was able to we broadcast live from JETCO, and we've been talking to them quite a bit, and talking to the chamber out here in Jefferson. I addressed that group about a month ago, and it seems like a lot of folks are really honed in getting involved.
We have a lot of people in this parish pulling in the same direction. We've got JETCO, who is a fantastic partner that does so much in terms of attracting businesses here, helping retain businesses here, offering incentives in our chamber behind President Ruth Lawson, who does a tremendous job just getting in the community, making sure that they're doing the right things to be business friendly, and we're doing the right things to be business friendly, because we've been a very business friendly council over the years, and we want business in Jefferson Parish. That's how we'll grow and prosper, and that's how we'll continue to build on our sales tax base in Jefferson Parish, which we rely on heavily in the parish for a lot of our funding. So to have JETCO, to have the chamber work in unison and lockstep with the council like they do is really a great advantage for us in Jefferson Parish, I think.
When you look at obviously our neighboring parish, new administration coming in, they're uncovering some significant issues, budgetary constraints, financial issues. And you look within here in JP, how confident do you feel about the health of our budget?
Well, there are things that people have probably read over the past couple of months about the missed audits in the parish and some other issues that we've had. And we certainly have some warts, and not everything's perfect in Jefferson Parish, but there are a lot of things that led to the audit issues. Not one of those things is money. The parish is very fiscally sound, continues to be fiscally responsible to the greatest extent possible. This was more of a paperwork issue, not being able to file the audits on time based on manpower and losses of institutional knowledge because of retirements and things like that. So the money has never been an issue. It's just making sure that it's backed up with the documentation in the proper way. And that is on its way to being resolved by mid-2026. We should be maybe just past mid-2026. We should be caught up on all the audits, which means we'll be on the road to getting our bond rating back and things getting back to normal on that front. Otherwise, though, the parish is very, very healthy financially. Obviously, we have some things we need to look at. I say often that we need to spend money differently than we did in the 80s and 90s, because the parish has evolved in a number of ways, but we haven't evolved in the way we spend in a lot of respects. So some tough decisions will probably have to be made in the next decade about building this parish in the right way for the future. But those are changes that we're capable of making, and we'll tackle head on.
Give us some examples.
Well, I think some of it Cynthia's already addressed, the parish president, where we have 27 playgrounds in Jefferson Parish. And with Recreation Reimagined, we've started to repurpose some of those playgrounds. We are not a parish that can sustain with programming 27 playgrounds in the parish anymore. Our recreation department isn't the same as it was. So we have to pivot, we have to adapt, and we have to do things a little bit differently. We hired a firm this year to look at our millages to see where, without increasing taxes, we can take some of our existing millage money and bring it to the voters in the next couple of years and say, let's take the money we have and spend it in some different ways. Find where there might be some extra money and move it around and do some things a little bit differently. We've repurposed some of the way our libraries work, and added different features to our libraries, because not as many people check out books anymore, yeah. Check out DVDs and do the things they used to in libraries. So libraries have to evolve. So there are a number of ways we can be better for the future. We're built very well for the present and the past, but we need to focus on how we can build the best way for the future.
As you look at these issues, I know that you just articulated a bunch of different priorities. If you wanted to pick one and you say, this is a must, we've got to get this done no matter what would it be?
Some of it we're doing, but I think the number one, number two, and number three priority going forward is drainage in Jefferson Parish, and making sure that we are built properly for the future drainage-wise, and challenge the limits on what we say we can do drainage-wise, how we can get better. Because we have a very robust drainage system, and our streets are designed to generally keep the water, the system's designed to keep the water in the streets, so it doesn't get in your houses. Rarely does it get in houses. We had instances last year, obviously, in Kenner, where there was some water intrusion into homes after the hurricane, but generally it stays in the streets and it drains. We can only drain so much per hour, but how much better can we get as we know we deal with sea level rise issues and we deal with subsidence in our own community, and you know, we're not getting taller, we're getting shorter. So let's see how we can mitigate future flooding and make sure that our drainage system is the best that it can be. And that's where a lot of our focus needs to be. And over the 4 years ago, we implemented a 20-year plan to replace a lot of our sewer and water infrastructure in Jefferson Parish to make sure that we are building for the future, and we're replacing a lot of the old infrastructure.
And is that
we're 200 years old, so
yeah,
we're old.
And that process, y'all have utilized retention areas for a while now. Is it that do y'all continue to do that?
There are some, yeah, and they're it would be great if there were more places where we could retain water better. I know even in some new construction, there are water retention components, drainage under the concrete. A lot of people look, even along Metairie Road here, at some of the new construction that goes up and say, oh, it's more concrete jungle. It's going to cause more flooding in Old Metairie. But there are a lot of those places that have large underground retention areas for some of that rainwater runoff that makes it less impactful for
right.
The Metairie Road area, because yeah. We know Metairie Road is a flooding problem, and I'd hate to even peek under Metairie Road to see what that drainage looks like.
It's interesting. You know, I mean, I've been around in this parish for a long time, and in drainage, either drainage or crime were the number one or number two issue, mm-hmm. depending on the most recent rain event, right?
Right, right. Drainage is the number one issue after a heavy rain event, because the number one question we get during a rain event is, are the pumps on? Are the pumps on? Like, yes, the pumps are on. The pumps, in most cases, automatically trigger when the water reaches a certain level, but it can only do an inch the first hour and a half inch every hour after that. So it takes a little while to get the water out sometimes, but it does get out.
I want to go back to the audit thing real quick. it seems to me that that and like some of the issues that they had in the city of New Orleans was really a byproduct of a lot of federal money coming in and people not recognizing all of the challenges that go with it. I said, it's great to go out and get the money, but you got to have the ability to receive it. And a lot of people don't really understand what I'm talking about. There are a lot of nuances and a lot of obligations that you have to fulfill relative to those dollars that you get, if it's a match program or otherwise. And then you have to stage the work out in such a fashion so it's not like burying your general fund or your capital projects fund, whatever it may be, that's going to put up the match, right?
Right. We're talking about $500 million in grant funding since 2021, since 2021 with Hurricane Ida and pandemic dollars and everything else that's come through disaster-wise. I mean, we had saltwater intrusion, reimbursement money, and we have, I mean, you name it. We've dealt with a crisis in these first 6 years of my term in office, a lot of which hadn't been dealt with by administrations before with no playbook to deal with. It's something that certainly was overwhelming for our finance department, and that coupled with long-time departures of people with a lot of institutional knowledge, not making excuses for it, but that's how the parish president has explained it, and that is a lot of the reason that we're in the situation we're in. Should there have been a warning shot put up a little bit sooner? Maybe. Should we have prepared better for these people who are retiring? Maybe. But hindsight's 20/20, and all we can do is take where we are now and say, how in the world can we get out of this as quickly as possible and get back to the way we should be?
Well, having served in that position prior to being sheriff as the CFO and putting together a financial staff, unfortunately, in the GASB world, in government finance, a lot of folks that come out of colleges today don't think about going into the government world to serve in the accounting department. And the pay in the private sector is a lot greater, and getting up the wage ladder faster is going to be outside rather than inside government. And, you know, so you're competing in a huge way for a very limited pool, because there just aren't many students that go into that anymore. It's a shame to say, that just not many students that do that.
There's an accounting personnel shortage in the country, not just here. And if you're an accountant, where are you going to go? Are you going to go to where the best money is, or are you going to come to a government job? So we've tried to raise money and make salaries a little bit more attractive. And we can say, hey, you have a great pension after you're here for 30 years. Yeah. But we can't offer a whole lot more. I mean, we offer government holidays, government work, and government pension, but the salary itself is not going to compete with the private sector. So you have to have people who are committed to it and want to come in and make a difference.
And that's all. That's always the challenge. And I think a lot of folks are, and you yourselves included, are having to outsource a lot of these services that make sense. And there are some that actually do make a lot of sense
Our water department, we've had to bring in temps to staff the customer service line because we've had a hard time filling the water department jobs. And we've raised the salary on that as well. But it's, again, trying to compete with the private sector and trying to get people who actually show up for work and do the job in sometimes a less than ideal setting for what they might perceive as what they want to do in life.
We got to get to a break. We're visiting with Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large and the chairman of the council as well. We'll be right back. We're broadcasting live here at the H2O Salon and Spa, 441 Metairie Road, and we are working on behalf of the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots programs. We are trying to fill the boxes, folks. So come on by, pull up right here in the front. We'll unload the car for you, get you on your way. We try to make it as painless as possible because this Metairie Road gets a little tight sometimes, but we'll stop the traffic and get you right back out of here. We'll be right back. Stay with
us. Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large and Council Chair for just a few more days here. When does that actually end? At the end of the year or the first council meeting in 2026?
Really, we voted yesterday, so she's actually the chairman now. But okay. I just have to sign contracts between now and the end of the year. I'm still chairman on that front, but otherwise, right. I guess I'm done. But whatever contracts are left between now and December 31st, I have to sign. But
do y'all have another meeting this year?
No, that was our last meeting.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because y'all usually have two a month. Correct?
Generally, I mean, during the October, November, December, we revert to about one a month. And then during the summer, 6 weeks. And there are a few months a year where we have two a month. It just kind of varies.
I had a chance to talk to the parish president, Cynthia Lee Shang, at the JEDCO luncheon. And we talked a lot about sports tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because in the 2035 plan in the city of New Orleans that New Orleans and Company just revealed day before yesterday, one of the things that they're looking at and talking about as well is sports tourism in the city. I guess these numbers are pretty large in what's going on right now across the country.
Yeah, it's very important. It's something that we've also pushed from the very beginning. And this sports complex on the West Bank in West Wego near the Ilerio Center, the Ilerio Sports Complex, is going to be huge. It's a gem on the West Bank. It's right in our backyard. It's going to draw baseball and softball and soccer teams from all over the country for these tournaments who will be staying in our hotels, who will be eating in our restaurants. That's big. And I noticed something a couple of years ago that I approached the administration about when we were in Mobile for some tennis tournaments for my kids. I had never thought about tennis, really, any serious conversations about how we could do something in Jefferson Parish because I wasn't in it and I wasn't familiar with it. But the Mobile Tennis Center has 60-plus tennis courts, generates $30-something million a year for the city of Mobile. And I was like, man, there's such a shortage of tennis places around here. And there are some conversations in trying to get a tennis facility in Jefferson Parish that would bring tournaments like that in and meet a little bit of that need. Because if you're in the tennis community, you know how few and far between courts are that you can get on, especially with the resurgence or surge of pickleball in our community that have taken over some of our tennis courts, which, you know, the tennis people and the pickleball people kind of butt heads sometimes. There needs to be room for everybody. And I think on that front, we can do some good things on the travel baseball and soccer group leagues. We can get them into Jefferson Parish doing some good things. The more people we can get in here to stay in our hotels and eat in our restaurants that don't live here, even better. And stop having our people travel to Lafayette and travel to Sulphur and travel to Shreveport for different things. If we can host them here, all the better.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. I know it's been out there for quite a while, but I didn't realize the breadth and depth of the economic impact. And I'm always very curious as to the duration of that impact, whether it holds, you know.
And the only barometer I have for the tennis that I mentioned is since that facility has been in Mobile and it's made a big difference in their community. And I think based on projections we've seen, we could generate about $20 million a year with a tennis complex with about 16 to 20 courts and get some of these big tournaments, USTA tournaments from all over the country to come in here and make Jefferson Parish the place that they play. These other tournaments with the sports complex in West Wego that we could bring in, I mean, that's limitless. There are plans to have, like, on-property dorms for the teams who come, kind of like I haven't been there, but I've seen pictures, and it's been compared to Cooperstown, where a lot of people go and experience a really great baseball experience, where the players stay there, the parents stay off-property at a hotel, but the kids stay in dorms on the property, and it's a really cool experience for them. And that's what we're going to have here eventually. There are plans to eventually have a hotel near the facility as well, across the highway. So it's going to start with what it is, And then it's going to build into something that maybe we can't even foresee at this point, because I think it'll be pretty successful.
As we look at some of the changes that are going on at the federal level, the federal government, and the manner in which dollars are being passed from the Fed to the state or Fed to local government, obviously there's a different attitude with this administration than past administrations. Are you guys spending much time talking about those changes and how that may impact the budget here in Jefferson Parish?
We haven't as a council as much, and I don't know what conversations Cynthia has had along those lines in her administration, because that's more of the conversations the administration would have. We haven't been privy to any of those conversations or been approached really about any of those conversations at this point.
What does your gut tell you?
That in terms of receiving money?
Yeah, I mean, the change. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of folks rely on those dollars, a lot of programs that are financed, whether they come through the parish or they go directly to not-for-profits or otherwise.
Yeah, and one of those, you know, that we saw some hiccups with, or some near hiccups with, our Head Start program, when some of that federal funding dried up during the government shutdown. And that's an important program for our earliest learners in Jefferson Parish. And to see that threatened was troublesome. And but I don't know that we've seen, we didn't see much of a threat of anything beyond that, really, right, on the local level, because the government wasn't shut down that long in relation to what we're doing. But I think the more money that flows down from the feds to our local programs, the better, obviously, because then that puts us in a tighter spot budget-wise when we have to make up for those fund losses. I mean, the government funds, I think, I want to say the grants for early Head Start, $1.5 million a year, we fill about $1.5 million gap per year in the funding, but they fund several million dollars of that. So without that, I mean, it would put us in a really bad spot. Just that one example.
Jefferson Parish is kind of in a weird position. I mean, there's this feeling that the parish is incredibly wealthy, right? And I think it's because of the delivery of services, the services that we receive, the expediency of it, and so forth. But the reality is that the demographics here are changing. The economics here are changing. And the challenges here are growing. Right?
Yeah, we are a very gray parish. We're an aging parish. We're 200 years old, as I mentioned. We're not Austin. We're not Nashville. We're not some of the new, cool, hip places that everybody talks about being these attractive places. But we have to do what we can with what we have and take what we have and make it better, because we're not going to, like, transform overnight. This is a lengthy process. So it's going to be a situation where we continue to try to make our area desirable for young people to live, work, and play here, to find ways for them to live here, because buying a home is not easy right now. Paying your mortgage isn't easy. Paying taxes isn't easy. Paying insurance isn't easy. It's a tough place to live in general in this state, especially towards the coast right now. And I know our state lawmakers are doing a yeoman's job trying to get things better and to make it more attractive for insurance companies to be here. But until then, there's some real pain, and things keep getting more expensive. We've got young people who want to be here but can't be here, and it's a situation where sorry, I was, my train of thought was interrupted by the voice
of the Saints, Mike Haas.
He's still such a child. But yes, we do have the resources we need to do what we need to do in Jefferson Parish. But like I mentioned earlier, we're very dependent on sales tax revenue in this parish, and we are as strong as our sales tax revenue. So if we have businesses struggling in Jefferson Parish and we have a lot of open storefronts with for lease signs in it, over time, that gets to be a problem. Right now, we're strong, but look, Lakeside Shopping Center is still an anomaly among shopping centers across the area. But there have been struggles at Clearview, which is going through a change in renovation. There have been struggles at Oakwood. So we have things to do. We're very strong, but we like I said earlier, we have to evolve and be better for the future.
Your Christmas message to your constituents?
Man, everybody, just try to be as positive as you can with other people and be pleasant with people, because we've lived through a very divisive year, and I've never seen little things divide people so much and so aggressively. So let's just try in 2026 to be better to each other and to maintain calm and focus and understanding and grace, and just be better to our people around us, because it is a great place to live. We have great people around here. Let's show it every day.
It's no doubt. It's the place we call home.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us, Scott Walker. We really appreciate it. Member of the Jefferson Parish Council. He is the councilman at large. And we will be right back. We're here at H2O Salon and Spa, 441 Metairie Road. We are collecting gifts, books, monetary donations for the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program. All that we give stays right here in this community. So come on out, say hello, bring a gift or anything else. We would really appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.